Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Read You Later, a fun, captivating show that discusses the best in literature, publishing, arts, and entertainment. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to know that there is a new basketball league in town. And what I mean by new, this league has been around for 10 years or such, and they have gathered a lot of noise, successful noise, if you will. They are poised to send our young men, train them, and groom them to be some of the best athletes in the world. And they are on a mission, honey, they are on a mission to make the world of sports a better place by the athleticism, by what they do and what they say, and how they act on and off the court. So I am thrilled to have with us tonight a bevy of people who are going to show you, or rather tell you, how they are getting things done. So I would like to welcome to Read You Later the Universal Basketball League. First up, we have a person who is known to be a charismatic individual. Mr. Cooper, are you on the line?
I am. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing well, and I apologize for the mix-up. I am glad to have you. Now, this league, and I was talking to people all week long, a lot of people had not heard of this league, even though it's been around for a couple of years. And I know that you all are doing a great job, I know this year, getting the word out and getting the message out about what you plan on doing and how you plan on doing it. So can you tell my listeners some information about who you are and what is your role in this league?
Right now, I'm the owner of the Southwest Atlanta Blaze.
Awesome.
And I just want to say something. A lot of people have not heard about the league because we are really community-oriented. We do a lot of work, and we work a lot with kids.
And that's what I was saying earlier, your mission statement about not only grooming athletes, but you're also grooming personalities. You're grooming not only athleticism, but you're grooming ethics. How important is that to you as an owner to make sure that you have not only an athlete, but a well-rounded individual?
Well, like a couple of our owners, I'm a former player. So what it means to me is, I have an everlasting impact on the community based on the work I do with kids and other people. As a basketball player, the end of the night, if you score 30 points, 15 rebounds, 10 assists, you had a triple-double, and that's great. That lasts one night. The impact we make can last forever.
Exactly. Because we all heard we've heard awesome stories, but you know, just in society, we've also heard perhaps the not so positive stories of athletes who have had incidents or accidents or missteps. But you know, if I'm gonna be fair, we all do. I do believe it's just because you're in the public eye. A lot of times, people who are in the public eye, their mishaps and their missteps, they get a spotlight, if you will, where, you know, people who are not in the public eye, they're able to go more so under the radar, even with social media. So I must applaud you for doing that and making sure that there's life after basketball, if you will. Now, what was your initial passion about forming or being an owner and bringing this excitement?
For me, I started off as a player. I played for the GIE Matrix when they were good. They're not so good anymore ever since I left. They haven't won the championship. But while I was on the team, oh, no, I'm not joking. But while I was on the team, we won several championships in a row. And I wanted to bring some of that magic, that Coop magic, that greatness that I possess into other entities and bring other young men up.
Wow. So is that your ultimate goal? I know, like you said, the mission and community work. But do you also want these young men and women who are watching you, do you want them to see the entrepreneurship? Because what is impressive about this league to me is the diversity that I see.
Yes.
And as a young woman of color who has a 22-year-old son and a 15-year-old daughter, seeing the responsibility of entrepreneurship, but also having responsible entrepreneurship. How important was that, or is that to you as you go around cultivating your team and your players?
Honestly, it is the best feeling in the world to have one of my former players say, hey, man, I want to own my own team next year. It's a beautiful thing to see. And we also do other things as well. We always have an annual turkey drive. I think last year we gave out over 700 turkeys. I want to say about 200 hams and thousands of canned goods. This year we did skills clinics in Southwest Atlanta. We did clinics all over the world. I recently got back from Lagos, Nigeria, and I worked with about 400 kids, and we started a basketball league there.
Awesome. Oh, that is wild. And you know, and it's so positive because often in the media, people of color, especially African-American males, they don't get painted in such a great or positive light. And a lot of times people who are not familiar or who are not been around a lot of African-Americans, all they see are the negative images that are portrayed on different platforms. So it's wonderful when you can reach out at a global level to show the ethics and the athleticism, but to also just the humanity, because you know, humanity is global. So I really do applaud you for that. So how can people...
We've been able to have camps and clinics on, I think, 5 continents. I know last year, for sure, we did at least 5 continents, and we prepare players to go all around the world. So what ends up happening is most of our players end up continuing their effort and doing skills camps and clinics wherever they are. So it's kind of like we're giving the gift that keeps giving. It never really stops. And I love the fact that we have a vehicle that allows people to pour into it.
Now, Ms. Cooper, you just took my line. I was about to say, it's the gift to keep giving. And that's just awesome, though, that you're able to
do
that.
Go on, you can have your line back. I'm sorry. Go on here. You're right.
You know, it's awesome, though, that you continue that. But, you know, also, you're instilling service into people. And, you know, often, especially, you know, young now 22 and 15, as I said earlier. So a lot of times people of a certain age, and I work with kids all day long, and it's that service, giving back, doing, you know, like I may tell my fifth graders, you know, read the fourth graders, read the third graders. It's the act of service. And once you implant that seed into people, even though they may not do it on a continuous basis, it's there. That service, being a service to others and not so much thinking of yourself. And often I know I tell my children and just people in general that once you do that, it becomes a part of who you are, and you're always looking to give back in service. That's awesome. Now, how can people connect up with you as far as gaining access to tickets? I've had people inbox me, people text me right now with questions. Let's see, when does the league start? And how can they connect with you for tickets?
For tickets? Okay. You know what? I was not prepared for that question because we have a new system of doing that. But I'm sure one of us wonderful people on this line is going to be able to answer that.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to direct people to your website as well. We're going to take care of that. And Ms. Cooper, you stay online. And right now, we're going to connect with Mr. Nelson. Mr. Nelson, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, no. Don't bring this guy on the phone. Please don't bring him on. Oh, my goodness.
Cooper has jokes. Evidently, you was the comedian of the team. I can tell you that. You must have kept everybody
rolling. No, I'm tired of beating up on his team every week. Folks, if you want to see a good whipping, come and watch me play Mr. Nelson's team, the Vipers.
Mr. Nelson, I wouldn't take that. I wouldn't take it.
You don't have no choice. Where you at, Mario?
Hello?
I guess we scared him away.
Mr. Nelson? Let's see. Mr. Nelson? All right. Well,
man,
hold
I apologize for intimidating him for my masculinity.
All right. Let's see next who we have. I'm going through my list of Kristen Honey. She said a list. She won't play him. All right. Mr. Barnes? Mr. Barnes, are you on the air?
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing well. So, Mr. Barnes, I see that Mr. Cooper is acting right now. So I figured you must be are you the strict person of the group?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm the strict person, but I mean, I wouldn't call myself the strict person, but I am about my business though.
Oh, you're about your business. All right, but look, since you're about your business, tell my listeners a few things about your team and what you are bringing to the table.
Okay, well, I'm the owner of the Atlanta Savage Basketball Club, and our mission is to help players get exposure and become professional basketball players on a higher level. But I played 5 years overseas, and then I've seen the ups and downs of the business. You know, on the court, off the court thing, it's more than just going on the court. Just being talented. So I just want to teach these guys who go in blind like I did. That way they'll have some guidance and they'll have some mentorship instead of just winging it, because I had to wing it a lot of times. Like, I missed out on a lot of deals, and I put myself in a position where I really didn't have a chance to get a deal because I didn't come prepared with things that I didn't know anything about. You know, it's more than just showing up and being the best guy out there. It's really about who knows you and your connection. So that's what I'm here for, to take all that weight off our guys and connect with people that I'm connected with and kind of get them started. So
what I'm hearing from you is mentorship. And I do believe that mentorship is so important. You know, a lot of people, due to different things that happen in life, they may say, I don't need anyone else. But you do. Because I'm a true believer that God works through people, and he connects you with people. Sometimes it's for a lifetime, sometimes it's for various seasons. But to have that mentorship, someone who has been through those growing pains and who is able and willing to show you how to avoid some of the traps, that is so impactful. And a lot of times, coming from various communities, some demographics, if you will, don't have that level of mentorship because it's not instilled in us mentor, or you don't know where to go. So that's awesome that you're able to do that. Now, not to get all in your business, but how are you able, or what tools do you give the players when they come to you asking for questions? What tools do you have, like a little 1-2-3 punch?
Well, I have just, you know, we have the basic things that you need. Like, I make sure that their social medias are cleaned up. We have a guy that we're looking to pick in the draft next month. And the first thing I said was, hey, man, we're going to have to clean up your social media. I'm like, is that something you're willing to do? Because if not, you know, you won't be able to come play with us. And he was immediately on board, like, yeah, I'll do whatever it takes. So
that is so important because, you know, when people approach me, or I may even approach somebody about interviewing them, or especially they approach me about an interview or a blog or a vlog or whatever platform, or even attending my events, the very first thing I do is if I know that they're connected to someone I'm connected with, I'm going to ask that question. You know, like my grandma said, who your folks? Secondly,
right.
I am going to the social media platform because sometimes things can be a hot mess. And that's not always indicative of who they are, but when you are working with people, you know, it is what it is. People think birds of a feather flock together. So that's so important. And I think that especially at a certain age group, they don't understand that because they're doing what is popular or what they deem to be exciting. So that's a must have. I will agree with that. And what other tidbits of information do you share with your players?
I'm a personal trainer as well, and I'm a basketball skills trainer. So I did some scouting before when I was playing. I was also a scout. So I just teach them the things that scouts look at. Like, I had a guy who likes to wear like a long sleeve compression under his jersey, and when scouts see that, they mean to them, if you don't have like tattoos or you have a cut, they think that you're scared, like, because you're not secure about how your body looks. Like when we see a guy with a long sleeve shirt on, we'll say that he's weak, he doesn't have any muscles. Because guys with muscles want to show their muscles. And it's more to it than you would think. You'd be like, hey, they really think that? They'd be like, yeah, he's an afraid type guy. He doesn't want any contact. He don't want to get scratched, or they think things like that. And then I tell guys about how efficient they have to be on the court. You can't just have a highlight of you just dribbling everywhere scoring. They want to see you scoring off of an offensive play or moving with your teammates. They just don't want to see you scoring and doing all this and that. I tell them that highlight cannot have any music on it unless it's just an instrumental. Because the guys that are listening to it don't want to hear a rap. They don't want to hear cuss words while they're trying to see if you're good. So.
I got a question for you, Marquis.
What's that?
Is it hard looking at your team? Because you got the ugliest team in the league. I mean, they wear little shirts and little shorts and all that, but they just some funny-looking gentlemen.
We won a division last year, so it kind of looked good being ugly, I guess.
Uh-oh.
Well, y'all ain't never won when I was in town, though. I happened to be in Barcelona, Spain when your team won.
Yeah, and I was in Myrtle Beach, and we still won. I mean, we got a new season coming up, so, hey, I'm always up for the challenge. We're not going to be called the savage and be scared, so.
But why they look like that, though, man? I don't understand. Can you get some handsomer players?
Hey, man, this ain't the beautiful basketball league, man.
It is for real. It is what it is.
Hey,
all right.
Oh,
no,
I'm trying to sell tickets.
Y'all
over there scaring kids.
Like, I'm actually the same question. Because, hold on, I got another text message inbox. Do you mentor outside of the league? That's a question from someone that sent me.
Is it for me or for him?
They didn't say either or.
Well, let me say something. I talk about this man bad, but he is a wonderful gentleman. This summer, I walked into his gym because he says that he is a trainer. He's a great trainer. He had a summer camp full of how old were the kids?
Our youngest was 8, and our oldest was like 14.
Man, so. And he was doing a tremendous job. I mean, we joke around, but this man is really about his business, and he's a phenomenal trainer, and he's great in the community. He also did a, what was it, Go Hoop Day? You had about 300 kids at the YMCA?
Yeah, absolutely. It was, so we do, I mentor, my youngest client is 3 years old. I had a kid come from Shanghai, China, just to train with me for the summer. He's only 3 years old. And then my oldest client, it was two sisters. They were in their 50s. They just wanted to play basketball. So, you know, I do it all.
And that also feels like the community work. Mr. Cooper was saying, a couple of minutes ago about the mission. It's not just about being on the court, but it's also about preparing people and getting them ready for life. And that's something that a lot of times you don't hear in the world of sports. You don't hear like the backstory like we were talking about. And I had no idea about what recruiters look like. And I'm thinking, like, I know some very talented athletes. A couple have went overseas, a couple didn't quite make it. But, you know, probably that toolage, the information that you are giving out, and Mr. Cooper is also giving out, how that may have been instrumental if they had the knowledge and had someone to mentor them. So that is just awesome. Right. Now, can one of you all tell me, when is the league starting?
It'll start February 2nd.
February 2nd, okay.
Yeah.
And how? And another question has been posed, what I was going to ask anyway, how can we support you guys? not just by showing up at the games. I know you want that, of course, but how can we support the league and get the word out and get the message out?
I mean, we can, social media is the best way. Social media, you can support us by, you know, just I would say word of mouth is the greatest promotion. So what our job is to put on a good show when everybody comes. So I would say definitely come to the games February 2nd. And then, you know, just talk about it. Just keep us, keep our names in the community, and you'll see the positivity that we bring. And I also heard you asking about tickets. And I can answer that question. We don't have tickets at this moment, but we will have it where each team will probably develop packages that our fans or our supporters can come and purchase, so they can have access right away instead of having to pay at the door or wait. So we'll have that soon at our next meeting. We should be going over that. And but right now, the only way to really come to our game, to get tickets for our game, is you just have to just come. You just have to get them in person. But if you're really interested in coming and you want to purchase the package, you can also contact me at the Atlanta Savage Basketball Club on IG or Instagram, and we can have that set up for you. And
all right. Well, thank
you. He's the one with his shirt off in the pictures. Ma'am, I got something to say about how I want to be supported.
Our resident community.
We also are going to be having community days. Over the past couple of years, my team specifically has had healthy eating day. We've had like about five or six different rotating events on every game day that coincide with the game. So if you want to come out and volunteer or support, just feel free to come out to those too. They're usually going to be before the games. And we'll make sure we put that along with the schedule for you too.
All right. Well,
if you want to, you can buy a ticket for a kid.
Now, that would be
like
awesome.
Send somebody to the game or senior citizens. We like them to see you come.
Yeah. So that was something, you know, like any sororities, fraternities, I'm a Delta, sorority, fraternities, any social organization where you're looking for like a social impact that we all have to do, that would be awesome. That would be very awesome. So let me get on board now with Ms. Wilson. Ms. Wilson, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Girl, let me tell you something. When I saw your name, I was like, woo, woo, this is so awesome. Honey, boss. You boss babe. Now, you have to tell me, how do you keep Cooper in check? How do you keep Cooper in check? You can inbox me later, because I know, honey, I know you got to keep him in check. How do you keep him in check? You have all the names.
That'd be a good one.
I haven't figured that out yet.
Okay.
I'm new to the league, new to the game, you know. So I'm just meeting everybody, and I wasn't expecting Coop to be as he is. You know, I was expecting a completely professional environment, you know. So I haven't figured out the deal with Coop yet, but it's the beginning of the season, so I'll get it together. But I want to interject something about how to support. We are also seeking sponsors as individual teams and as a league. So if anyone is interested and able to support us financially, that's another way that you could support the league.
Awesome. And it's so important that we support positive projects, and your projects are not just impacting one person. It's going to impact the community, and it's going to impact when you impact the community, you impact the city, honey, you impact the state. Now, Boss Babe, let me ask you, how did you get involved in this project, the Universal Basketball League?
Well, I've done business and worked with Christy Lux for years, for probably about 15 years. I have a nonprofit organization that works with kids with special needs, and one of the events that we host, it's a celebrity wheelchair basketball jam where we get celebrities to come out and play wheelchair basketball. We split up the team so that they're our able-bodied individuals and disabled individuals on each team. And so they compete. It's a competitive game. And her dad, Jumpin' Jackie, was one of the first celebrities who come out and supported us. He was one of our first coaches. And so that's how I actually met Christy. We've worked on other projects too, and she just brought me on board, and I thought it was an amazing opportunity. Wanted to be involved and have other additional opportunities to even, you know, possibly promote the sport of wheelchair basketball during our monthly, the monthly game, just different opportunities. And plus, I'm just a businesswoman, and I look for different opportunities to get involved and to develop projects that I believe in.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a project that's dear to my heart because I'm a special education teacher. And not to get offline, but often people with disabilities, people look at their weaknesses and not their strengths. So that's awesome. Kudos to you and what you're doing in your organization. So anytime I have you back on the air, just so we can talk about that, and anything I can do to support that, I will most definitely support. Now, how is it being in a room? You know, I say you're a businesswoman, so you're used to a lot of times when you approach certain levels of certain glass ceilings, a lot of times the room doesn't have a lot of femininity to it. So you have a lot more Coopers and Nelsons and Barnes and Green. So how is it?
Don't put Nelson in that.
How is it for you when you were approached with this idea? Was there any hesitation, or were you like, okay, I can do this? And how powerful is it when other women know? Because when I saw your name, I got so excited. How powerful is it for other women to see what you're doing and is the role and capacity that you're in right now?
There was no hesitation. I've been in business as an independent businesswoman since 2001, as far as doing contract work for myself. And I'm not scared. You know, I've been doing it for so long, and I used to play ball too. I mean, I wasn't that good. I did not make an AAU team, but I do love the sport of basketball. And so just being able to have this opportunity to jump in and also just being able to compete on a business level is something that I was interested in.
Now, as I said earlier, how do other women, do you feel that what you're doing is groundbreaking? Because I personally, I feel like what you're doing is groundbreaking. And what do you feel will be your impact on other women trying to come into fields such as this?
Can you ask that again? That was a long question.
I said, do you feel what you're doing is groundbreaking? I personally feel what you're doing is groundbreaking. And what do you feel, or what would you like your impact to be on other women who may have an idea coming into such a field?
Okay. I hadn't thought of it as groundbreaking. It's just
natural
for me.
Girl, you are groundbreaking. Girl, you are groundbreaking. Look. I'm going to give you your kudos. My grandma always said, give people their flowers while they're living. So I'm going to give you your flowers. That is a boss move. And I don't even know you, but I'm going to claim you as my second cousin, at least. And I'm so proud to see that you are taking a giant leap where other people may have hesitation. But I know if you're rocking with Christy, I know you got to be fearless in certain regards. But hopefully what you're going to do, you're going to bring a different avenue to a lot of other women who may not even entertain the idea, but perhaps have thought to be in the loop. So this is just awesome. It's just awesome to see you in this position. And do you hope that there are other women who will follow in your footsteps?
Absolutely. You're gassing me up. You know, this was just a natural step for me, you know, being able to work with Christy on this other level. It was a great opportunity, and I wouldn't pass it up. And I think that when given the opportunity, that we should jump out there, you know, try it, learn as you go.
Love
and that's what I do with all the businesses and the business ideas that I have. I just do it. And then I figure it out as I go. You know, I learn from people who are surrounding me. I network with people, ask questions until I understand what it is that I need to do. So I think that is the key. You know, you just got to jump out there. If you feel confident enough, and you should develop the skills, the background skills that you need to develop that confidence, to just jump out there, you know, take a chance. And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. And I tell you what, just this whole conversation talking to each owner has been very inspirational and motivational. And I'm getting text messages from people saying that you all are giving them a new lease and a different way to look at things. And that's what, you know, I always say, you know, you live life. Some people know live it, you know, on certain levels, and some people live life with purpose. And each of you that I've spoken to this evening, you are living your lives with purpose. And not only purposing yourself, but you're also planting seeds and providing opportunities for others. And to me, ladies and gentlemen, I feel that that is living a life of purpose. So, Miss Nikki, what are some of your goals for your team?
I just want
to win. We ain't going to talk to Cooper. Don't go pay attention to Cooper.
Hold on. Wait a minute. How you going to say that? I've been supporting y'all, ladies. Y'all are amazing. Nikki about to have the second best team in the league. Like, I don't understand what the problem is.
What are some of the goals for your team this year?
I want our team to win. I want us to be successful. With this being our first year, I think it may be a little of a challenge for us. We had to recruit all new team members. We had to recruit a new team. And so for us to win the league this year, that would be an amazing feat for us. And that's what we're fighting for. That's what we plan to do. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do whatever we got to do to win this league this year. And I'm confident that we can.
All right, man. She's taking about four. Uh-oh. You heard that, didn't you? You heard that.
We ready.
You know what? I've never met anybody as focused as the ladies that own the Kings. I have nothing bad to say about them. They are the second best team in the league for sure.
Second best. Okay.
Wait, we're missing a lady though, aren't we?
Is
Mr. Nelson.
Who? Cooper, look, we're going to put you in time out.
I think he's doing his hair right now.
Time out this evening. I tell you what. And look, you want baby eat sweet potato pie for Christmas, you want to eat the pumpkin pie as well. You want to go in time
out.
Oh,
man.
You got to eat pumpkin pie, baby. Pumpkin pie. Let's go on now. Do we have Mr. Green? Mr. Green, are you on the air?
Speaking.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. So, Mr. Green, can you tell us about your team and your expectations for this year?
We're a new team to the UBA, Southside Energy.
Whoa, I like that. I can see like a whole chant, a whole name, finger signs, everything going on with that team. I like that name.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're going to bring. We're bringing a lot of energy to the league. Please believe me. You'll see when we play, we got a lot of energy up and down. So I hope the other teams are in shape, because if not, they're going to get ran off the court.
Uh-oh. Y'all going to be the best cheerleaders in the league, clapping for my team when we win. Can we get Christy on the phone? Where Christy at?
She's over there. I got orders. Okay. Now, Mr. Green.
Yeah, put Christy in.
Yeah, Mr. Green. What are some of your thoughts of this year? And how are you preparing your players?
To be honest, we're real excited. I mean, like, everybody is excited. All the players, I'm excited. We ready to go. We wish it was next month because we're ready. We're in shape. We've been playing together, so we just ready to go. I can't wait. I know it's going to be a lot of fun, and we plan on winning.
All right, you're putting everybody on notice right now, Green. You're putting them on notice that this is your year.
Oh yeah, definitely. Every year. We go show how it's supposed to be done. Not none of that boring basketball. It's gonna be a lot of energy. That's all we call
it. It's gonna be a lot of energy. So you got the chant going, and you gonna tell Cooper team and everybody go home. That's what it is.
Oh yeah, we gonna bring something different. I'm an entertainer, so
okay.
We gonna have some entertaining game. Trust me.
Entertaining game.
It's not just gonna be jump ball and playing ball up and down. No, it's gonna be different. So when the fans come out to see our game, they gonna have some. They gonna be entertained.
All right, I hear you. All right, so we're going to bring Christy on there. I had to find her because my line is lit up. But keep the questions coming in, people, inboxing and texting me, and I will get them to you. And now we have one of the ladies of the hour, Miss Christy. Christy, are you on the air?
I am. Can you hear
me? And thank you. And I thank Christy for pulling this off this evening. I've been seeing her talk about this league for a minute, and I was like, okay. And so I am a nerd. I read all the time. So I had to go back and
right.
look at some of the history. And I was like, okay, now yeah. this is hot. So, Christy, can you share with us some of your thoughts about the league and some of the things that we can hope to see this year, with the season, rather?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm really excited. I think we have a great group. I just purchased a division this season. So, you know, this is my first season as a division owner. And we have some great teams. You know, we have some new teams that we brought on. The Atlanta Kings, the king that Nikki is one of the owners of that team, that's a co-op of women owners. So that team,
awesome.
I created that team specifically for women to get on and take a seat at the table. So, you know, there are opportunities for other women who want to get in. That's kind of a learning thing. Get in, learn what's going on in the division, learn how to run a team, and then branch off and own your own team. So it's a co-op. You know, we have champions who are going to come in, and ultimately our goal is the South is taking away the cup. The South is going to win, and we are the South. So from my standpoint as a division owner, it doesn't matter to me who wins, but as owner of the Kings, of course, you know, I believe the Kings are going to win. But, you know, I'm just really excited about the journey that we're taking together. We're making a lot of positive changes. We're, you know, doing some great things in the division this year. And all of our owners, my owners, they're all great. They're amazing. And we've all come together and shared some ideas and just, you know, doing some things to really develop the league and just, you know, get more players picked up and overseas. I don't know if they mentioned, I kind of hopped on at the end, but I don't know if they mentioned that, you know, the league has been in existence for over 10 years.
Yeah,
this just happens to be
earlier.
My first season. Okay, perfect. So, and over 300 players have gone pro. You know, we're a feeder league for the international mostly. So we've sent over 300 players pro in the course of the league. So, you know, our goal is just to make it better for these players, get them more visibility, make sure that everything is just top-notch, and really launch the careers of these young men.
Yeah, and earlier, Coop, I'm calling Coop now, Coop and a couple of the owners also mentioned about not only the athleticism, but the ethics and trying to prepare these young men to be leaders on and off the court, which I think is awesome because a lot of times, like as we were talking earlier about the mentorship piece is missing. And so you can have people who have a certain level of success and visibility for a certain amount of time. But it seems this league is actually trying to craft what I call global thinkers and lifelong learners who are able to gather what they learn in this season of their lives and able, and they'll be able to carry it on in other ventures or other businesses or other life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is an awesome, awesome opportunity for any young person who may have some questions or have some self-doubt. That's awesome, and have a mission statement. And if you go, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to UBANOW.com, you will be able to not only read their mission statements, but you were able to get some news and talk about staff leaders and the international events, because I know they're pushing it in their international events. Now,
can somebody mute their line?
Would you consider your league a training ground, if you will? Hello? We lose it.
Can somebody mute their line?
Yeah.
Is that, hello?
Yeah. Yes. Chris is calling. All right. So, Kent, would you consider anyone can answer the question. Would you consider this league pretty much a training league for other people?
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
We use the term developmental league.
Developmental league.
So
okay.
We've been able to develop coaches and players that have been able to get jobs. So one thing that we do that we haven't mentioned is we have four international tournaments. The main one is in Santiago, Dominican Republic. I've won that tournament 3 times. I just want to throw that out there. We also have one in Barcelona, Spain, which is an excellent tournament. We have a tournament in France. And I think we had one last year in Germany. So it's not just saying, hey, guys, you're going to be overseas players. We actually take them to play against the people who they're going to play against as well. Because people don't respond to just talking all the time.
Yeah, you
as far as mentorship, I've been mentoring Mr. Nelson for a long time. He's like a son to me.
Knew it was coming. Knew it.
All right. So, my listeners, if you want more information, please go to ubanow.com. Once again, that's ubanow.com. There you can find out information about schedule, standing, stat leaders, and as Soup mentioned, the international event and team. And if you're interested in perhaps owning a team, there's information about that as well. So, as it was suggested earlier, I know a lot of people that listen to my show are civic-minded. If you want to have an awesome experience, if you want to introduce your mentees, your ministry group, whatever, or just get a group of your boys, girls, this is your opportunity to do that. You have an opportunity to see something new and experience something new. And I would like to thank you all for chiming in. I'd like to thank all of my guests for giving us such a wonderful presentation and coming up with all this energy and excitement, and I look forward to seeing more about the UBA. And from my heart to yours, and from my desk to yours, read you later. Have an awesome week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.